Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome back to the Ribs and Knits podcast. I'm here with Zoe.
Hello.
Welcome. I invited you literally a week ago because my friend has this magazine called Truth Magazine, and she's just amazing. And she's called Jane, and she basically sent me this, as she does, because she's so lovely to me.
Love Jane.
And I was reading it, and I read this amazing article by a lady called Zoe on celebrating the diversity of beauty. And I read it, and I was just like, that is so moving. I just was so inspired, and I just knew that there are so many people who need to hear this, and we need to talk about it more. And today we're talking about beauty standards, so I thought, let's see if she's free. And
let's do it.
And I'm so grateful for you to coming. If you want to read more, there you go, Truth Magazine. But thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me, Emily.
It was just a bit of a surprise. You were like, okay.
What a joy.
And we're talking about beauty standards. We start off with a timer, so we have 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And we'll just chat. The timer will go off. Then we might give some advice, finish our sentences. And yeah, that's the jig.
Love that. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Beauty standards. Firstly, do you think beauty standards could ever be a positive thing, or are they just, they're a no from you?
I'm team no. Absolute no. Yeah, what about you? What do you think?
I think beauty standards are normally always a toxic thing. But there is also standards of beauty, like, that I'm enjoying right now, of people wanting to be fit. Like,
sure,
let's
okay.
be healthy.
I hear that.
Like, it should be a standard that we're all looking after our bodies. That's a standard I want to meet.
Sure.
But I do find most beauty standards are exclusive. Like, you have to be a certain kind of person from a certain place, looking a certain way. You have to basically be born in the right place at the right time with the right body, and then you fit.
Yeah.
And so, mainly, no.
You know what's interesting, though, is that depending on where you are, the standards are different. So, like, here in the UK, I would say very much, like, blonde.
Blonde, tanned.
Blue, white, tanned.
Yeah.
But you go to, like, I'm Zambian. If you go to Zambia, that's not the standard, because there's not many people there that look like that.
Yeah.
So then it changes. So then it's, like, wherever you are, we're all just constantly being told something else.
Yeah.
Constantly being told, like, for example, even in Zambia, being like more curvy is like considered a good thing, because it's like you're eating well, and it's like a sign of like wealth.
Yeah.
Whereas you go somewhere else and it's like, be thin,
be skinny,
have a thigh gap,
have anything there.
We're all just being told different things. Crazy.
It's really hard to keep up with. Like, when I was a child, it was like, oh, you need to be like so skinny that it's like she must be only smoking cigarettes and not eating.
Oh my goodness.
And like, have no bum whatsoever, long blonde hair that aimed to not be extensions, and like a tiny little nose that basically you can't breathe out of, and pee, like tiny lips, which is like, who actually has that without being unhealthy?
For real.
And then nowadays it's like Kim Kardashian body, which is like, you can't have unless you have a lot of money to like buy. And it's like, what? And now it's like, have extensions.
Yeah.
Make sure if you're brunette, you have blonde hair. If you're blonde, have it curly. Like, it's like, ugh. And it's always icky things that we have standards of.
Yeah.
Like, why is dyeing your hair and making your hair unhealthy like a standard? Why is like filling up your bum with unhealthy things a standard? Why is tanning your skin or bleaching your skin? Like, I find fake tans so interesting, because I'm like, you are essentially painting yourself.
Yeah, go there. Talk about that.
You're painting yourself. Mind, you know, a little bronzer. It's a little bit of fun. No, put a little bit of bronzer on. But essentially painting yourself and changing your whole body.
Yeah. What's interesting is that for white girls, being darker is the standard. So then people fake tan to be darker. But for me as a black woman, the standard is be lighter.
Yeah.
But we're in the same space. So like, half
here.
People are being told like, tan, be darker, that's celebrated. And half are being told, actually, no, don't. When I'm naturally dark, but that's not celebrated. It's like the media just feed all this stuff that makes us all really uncomfortable.
I think with beauty standards, I like Philippians 4:19, which says, "And God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Jesus Christ."
I love that.
Our beauty is not a need. And sometimes we live like it's a need.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be tanned. I need to have good lashes. I need to have perfect nails. Who likes my nails? You know, we say things like, I'll have a conversation with someone and I'm like, oh, what are you up to on Saturday? They're like, oh, I need to get my nails done. I have to go get a
That's
tan.
A really good point.
I have to go get my lashes done. It's a busy day of errands. And I'm like, that sounds like a spa day. You're having... What?
It's a privilege.
That's a privilege.
Yeah.
That lots of people don't. Lots of people in the world do not have that privilege. Like, imagine you're in a slum and it's like, oh, guys, I've got to go tan my skin. And it's like, we don't have time for that.
No one cares.
It's like, why would you... They don't have time to think about the way they look. And it's so funny with us that it's now become a need.
Yeah.
Yet God is saying here... Your needs will all be met.
Yes.
So if my needs are all going to be met, should I not be naturally coming out tanned, waking up tanned in the morning? That's because I have really bread on the point. Table.
And you know what? I was thinking as well, like in the Bible, even in Genesis, when God creates, like it talks about how he created man and woman and he calls it good.
Good.
And it links to that because it's like God wouldn't create something and then be like, just add loads of things on top of it and then
you might
it's
need
good.
Fake lashes on that.
It's like you in your original design, the way I've made you, you are good and you are beautiful. And it links to the same thing of like, why do we feel like we're not enough? Actually, are we offending God by saying that we're not enough? By saying that we don't like the way we look?
Wow.
Because he created us.
He did.
Yeah. Question marks.
Question marks all over the table. Yeah. And I guess... Our goal in life is not to be good looking. It's not to get all the compliments we can. As Christians, it's to glorify God.
Yes.
And so I do think in my life, all the times I've stood in front of a mirror picking things out, all the times I've spent on makeup websites trying to work out my shade, trying to work out which product is best for my skin and like, should I go for, you know, bronzy or should I go for blushy? You know, there's so much time I've spent perfecting a face that God says was already good.
For real.
When I could have been out doing stuff. Like, it is funny. Like, there is always that comment at school, when I was at school, that was like, girls have no hobbies. And I was always like so offended. I was like, girls
what
have
do you
so
mean?
Girls
yeah,
have
we're
so
good.
Many hobbies. And then I talked to my boyfriend, and actually since dating my boyfriend for the last 3 years, I now have about a million hobbies. I try everything. I do everything.
I love that.
Like, I do so much.
Love that.
And I kind of get why boys in school told me I had no hobbies. My brother played piano. He did cricket. He just did everything you can think of. And if he could try something, he would. Whereas often there were things that held me back from being because of beauty standards.
Sure.
Like, oh, I can't go and play football because I'll get sweaty and my hair will look disgusting.
Sure.
I can't swim because if you're dyeing your hair a different colour, the hair dye will be wrong, right? And it will go off. It will come out my hair. And so I avoided swimming. I didn't like, what else didn't I like to do? Oh, I didn't, like, if I wanted to go running, I couldn't because it's raining outside. Oh, that means makeup will run.
Sure.
There were so many things, like, if it ever rained, the girls wouldn't do PE, whereas
that's
boys
really
still do
sad.
PE.
Sad. And also, now I'm like, who would have cared? Like, if hair was wet, who would have cared? If
just
makeup
me.
Brown, nobody would have cared.
Yeah.
But I think the media make us think that this is stuff people that care. We really like. And also for me, like, when I'm out and about, I'm not thinking that person's eyebrow is like,
she's
that
frizzy.
Person... Like, their eyelash needs... You're just not thinking that, are you?
She would look so much better with some eyelashes.
Like, no one's doing that. Absolutely no one's doing that. And so I think, pressure off. Like, I think there's just so much... Like, I need to look like this and do this. Pressure off. Like, no one cares.
No one cares.
Burst the bubble. No one cares.
Yeah. And we were so... You talked about it in Genesis. We were so intentionally made by a creator.
Yes.
And he... chose everything on you.
For
like,
real.
He was like, this is Zoe.
Yeah.
This is who her mum's going to be. This is her dad's going to be. And she's going to have this nose. Yeah. And I'm going to give her this eye colour. And I'm going to give her these teeth. I'm going to make her mouth this shape. And he went, oh, that's good. And everything was picked out.
Exactly.
Nothing was like, oh, I don't have time, I'm just gonna give her those eyes. Oh, just give her the first thing on the list, like whatever the eye shape is, just give her that.
Yeah.
He went, that's the shape of eyes that she will look good with. That is the and mouth that I know she'll smile beautifully yeah. with. And it is good.
For real.
You are good.
Yeah. And I think just coming back to the makeup thing, that I wear makeup. And so I don't want to come on here and be like, never wear makeup and never do anything. Like,
yeah.
I just think it's motive. Like, where's it coming from? Yeah. Is it like an insecurity of like, I want to hide? Because I've yeah. been there. I've wanted to like yeah. make myself lighter. I've been there. Mm. But it's the motive of like, would I be confident coming out of my house without makeup on?
Yeah.
Thankfully now I can say yes, and like yeah. that's good, and that's healing, and that's growth. But I think there's just so much about identity that comes from being with the Lord and yeah. just knowing your identity in him yeah. and knowing that he calls you good, calls you beautiful.
And we definitely know that beauty is helpful. Like in the story of Esther, she goes through a beautification like time of a few months where they bathe her in all sorts of things yeah. and perfume her and make her perfect so that she could pursue what God's goal for her was. And that was a good thing. Like, it was good that she was beautiful because she was born exactly how God knew the king would want her to look.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. Like, being beautiful isn't a bad thing. Fitting, like, you may be sat there like, but I fit the beauty standard, I'm pretty perfect. That's okay. Special, very special. Like, I remember when I was a teenager, I basically went to a wedding, liked, and it was one of the first times I wore a full face of makeup, did my hair nice, wore a nice dress, wore the shoes. And I remember after that, I was like, I looked my best then, I'm gonna then make that my standard. So it was like every day, and now I need to meet this.
Sure.
And that's not possible because it took me a while to get ready.
Sure.
And there's so much more I need to do. Like, personally, in my mornings, I need time with the Lord. I need to read my Bible. Absolutely. I need to have breakfast. Yeah. And sometimes I would sacrifice Bible and breakfast to make sure my makeup was done. Sure.
Yeah.
Or like to make sure I had enough sleep and then also did my hair.
Yeah.
And that's not a sacrifice worth making anymore for yeah. me. Like, I need to spend time with God. I yeah, need to read my sure. Bible. I need to eat breakfast. It's very healthy to eat your breakfast. And so I'm going to sacrifice beauty standards for a healthy lifestyle, yeah. essentially.
And just coming back to your point, like, if you fit the beauty standard, like what you said, it's not bad, it's not wrong. I think for me, it's just we need to widen what beauty is. Like, absolutely, be blonde, have blue eyes, wonderful, love Great. That. But I think it's breaking the internal thing of that's the only thing that beauty can look like.
Yeah.
When God created, he made such a wide spectrum of people that look different, and you know, different yeah. eyes and shape, like you said, and that's all beautiful. And I think the challenge is making one certain thing the standard. Yeah. Actually, what's your standard? Like you say, okay, if you want to have a standard, fine, within what you look like.
Yeah.
It's impossible for me to straighten, like have long straight hair all the time. I've yeah. got a curly afro. When I take my braids out, my hair's curly and it's yeah. an afro. Beautiful. And the standard's not going to be the same for you with no. straight hair. It's not going to be the same for a mixed race lady.
Yeah.
And I think it's be confident in what you look like and who you are, and just invite the Lord into that as well. Yeah. Like, it's so important.
I think it's so important yes. that we don't let beauty standards and standards of that we set for those around us limit your life. Like, my life is so fruitful because my best friends are like my best friends. I could they are all from, none of us are from the same place, none of us are even from the same country.
I love that. That's which is so amazing good.
Like, my boyfriend is also from England, which is great, but my friends, honestly, I'm thinking not any of us have anything in common.
And which that's is so rich for your life, isn't it? Like,
my life,
the things that you teach each other and learn from each other, like,
it's the things
beautiful.
I get to try that I would never get to try. Like, me and my friends, we get to talk about things that never would be brought up. Like, when am I going to bring up a certain kind of Southeast Asian drink? That when would I ever try a strawberry milky drink that my friend gets me
Love
to try
that.
Because that's Absolutely. And it's like the best drink ever. When am I going to try that?
Yeah,
but it's like amazing, and it's made my life better. And I think that is a thing, is like, we have to notice our unconscious biases
yes.
and take those and go, I'm not going to be, I'm not going to be this person that has these biases. I'm not going to be that girl. I'm going to be a girl who wants a fruitful life that's bigger than myself.
Yes.
Bigger than the people around me. And like, your life will be so much better for it. Like, trust me.
It's the best thing. I learned so much from my white friends. I'm like, oh, you do that. I don't realize.
I didn't even know we could do that.
Yeah. Or I'm even in an interracial marriage, and like, the things I learned from my husband and his family, it's so beautiful, and vice versa. There's just so much about having a diverse group of people in our world and thinking in the way we look. Like, it's just all important.
It's,
I love
so
that.
Important. It's amazing. Amazing.
Love that.
This is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I hope you enjoyed this. Thanks, Zoe, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Make
what
sure
a joy.
You check out Truth Magazine. See what Zoe has to say. She's got more to say. And if you've got any questions for the podcast, send them to us on DM at Ribs and Knits Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. See you next time. Bye.